While Bloomington is known for its art and dance culture, the Bloomington Corey Morris Dancers stand out as the only group of their kind in the state. Each May Day, the Morris Dancers clang their sticks and jingle their bells on the courthouse grounds to wake up the earth for spring. WFIU's Jennifer Bassick was there for this year's ceremony.
The sound of bells, sticks, singing, and a mix of fiddle and accordion music comprise the Bloomington Corey Morris Dancers' annual May Day performance. The group started in 1977 and is part of a larger Morris dance movement, which folklorist John Beale says migrated from Great Britain to the United States.
The way it came over here was this folklorist, Cecil Sharp, collected it, you know, observed it, in the 1910s, some in there, the teens, and then he came to America and helped found this Country Song and Dance Society, and so Morris dancing became a part of their instructional program.
Martha Marmazay, and I'm with the Bloomington Corey Morris, and I've been dancing since its beginning in 1977. It's done in a team or a set. And traditionally it was done by men, but now in the United States, and I would say in England as well, we have women dancing that have helped keep the dancing alive. They dance in different formations. Lots of times it's in lines, three people facing three people, and it's just a weaving and intricate pattern with those six people to music, with bells on our shins, and we dance with hankies or sticks that we hit the ground with.
I'm Libby Gwynn, and I'm also with the Bloomington Corey Morris, but I have only been dancing for about 12 years, I think. Its main focus is on the spring and the growing of the crops and encouraging the crops to grow and celebrating May and the new spring season.
The Morris musicians are just as important as the dancers. Fiddle player Twy Bethard emphasizes the communication between dancer and musician.
Here, you have to watch what the dancers are doing and adjust your tempo to match what they're doing. They're setting your tempo instead of the other way around. The symbiosis of the dance and the music, that's what's great. You have this relationship there between their movements and your music, and that's why I play.
While the tradition is strong in the Bloomington Morris group, member Martha Marmazay and Jeremy Nottingham have personal reasons why they dance.
I just love to dance. I love to dance. So, and then when friends dance, it makes it even better. Then there's that camaraderie. It's really nice. That's what it's a lot about, is just being together with friends.
This is ridiculous. It's totally silly. It's like the silliest kind of recreation I've ever seen. There's absolutely nothing accomplished by a bunch of people swinging sticks around and dancing to a fiddler or an accordion player. Absolutely nothing at all. And frankly, I can't blame anybody who looks at us for laughing, because it is just, it's a bunch of fun and for no purpose whatsoever.
The group is preparing for the Ale, a festival on Memorial Day weekend in which all the Midwest Morris teams meet up to exchange dances and perform a single large show. For WFIU Arts, I'm Jennifer Bassick.